Coast 1079.
Cool, but addictive.
It's all about the music.
Ollie Murs, Please Don't Let Me Go. A very good afternoon to you. Mike Swift just jumping into the studio and interrupting you this afternoon because I've got a guest with me who's popped into Southport. We put a note up on our social media that said 300 charities, 300 years and £3 million given away. So to add some better information to that, it's a privilege to welcome Kevin Poynton into the studio. How are you doing, Kevin?
Well, Mike, thanks for having me.
You're good to have you in. Now then, Kevin, you are a Freemason.
I am.
And the organisation that has given this money away, I understand, is the Masonic Charitable Foundation.
It is, Mike. The Masonic Charitable Foundation is a new charity which overarches the previous charities that were formed by the United Grand Lodge of England in London, and they now cover all of, they collect all the money to pass out on behalf of those charities.
Okay, now it's a relatively big announcement. It's happened recently, a little bit earlier this month, but while we're talking about Freemasons, let me just get this language right and this geography right. You've just mentioned London.
Yeah.
A little while ago, I had a man sat in that very chair where you are called Tony Harrison. Now, are you Tony Harrison's boss?
I wish. Tony Harrison, if I can just go back two steps. Let me tell you about the United Grand Lodge of England, which was formed in 1717, 300 years ago this year, in a pub called the Goose and Gridiron in St. Paul's Churchyard in London. They met from all different walks of life, and they met to actually formalise one United Grand Lodge. We celebrate the 300th anniversary today. This year. The United Grand Lodge of England has, for administrative purposes, has split the country up into 47 different provinces. And we sit in one of them, the province of West Lancashire.
So where we are now, Southport, sits in West Lancashire.
Yes, and Tony Harrison is the boss of West Lancashire. He is the provincial Grand Master of the province of West Lancashire.
So he's your boss?
He's my boss.
Ah, right. Now we get the logic right. Okay, so the Masonic Charitable Foundation, is that structured in a provincial way also?
Yes, it is. We have the province has what we call a charity steward, or provincial charity steward, who delegates people to collect money on behalf of the Masonic Charitable Foundation. And I would add here, Mike, that we call it the MCF. The MCF is a large charity which needs lots of money, but every five or so years, every province in the land is offered the honour of hosting what we call a festival, and that's a grand event which might last either 4, 5, 6, or 7 years to collect money for one specific charity.
Okay, let's go back a bit though.
Yeah.
I can follow you there, because this headline of £3 million given away, this was given away in September.
This month.
And in West Lancashire, you've given away some of that £3 million.
Yes, we've given away almost £80,000 of that money to local charities, local to within the West Lancashire province. And some of them are actually in local to Southport.
Which is why when I saw the press release, I wanted to get somebody in to talk about it. So good local charities doing good work covering the Southport and Sefton area, we're going to talk about in a little while. So do you guys gather in a smoke-filled room and work out who's going to get this dosh?
No, this was actually done for the first time ever, by public vote. The Masonic Charitable Foundation advertised heavily throughout the media that they wanted the public, because this was going to be to what we term as non-Masonic charities. That's charities that aren't linked to masonry. So the MCF wanted to publicise the fact that they wanted the charities and people to vote for the charities that they know and love and that they've used. So we had a huge vote, and the public voted for the charities that have been published recently.
Okay. How did they vote? Did they have to go to a ballot box or...
No, voted online.
Online?
Online.
This is a little bit of a departure from a fairly stuffy organisation that's been fairly private for a long time, isn't it?
Well, private is a pretty wide generating word. The province itself has its own publicity department. And if anybody goes onto the website, which is West Lancashire Freemasons website, they can view every one of the different groups, the 21 groups that we have in this province, and they can see what those groups are actually doing, either for charity or for themselves, or the good nights that they have themselves. The private bit, I have to say, goes way back to the war years, when we had to just dip under the radar to prevent ourselves being captured and done away with for being Freemasons.
Okay, so we've got this large public vote, and social media got involved in this, didn't it? Or did Freemasonry use social media?
Freemasonry use social media a lot. There are many the guys that get together and form lodges within Freemasonry, some of them have their own Facebook and Twitter accounts, lodge Facebooks and Twitter accounts.
Yeah. And I put those links onto our Coast social media. So when you get a moment, if you're looking at your Facebook page, you can search for Southport Freemasons, and you can search for the West Lancashire, I think it's West Lancs PGL is the Facebook page. And then on Twitter, there is Southport Mason, and also you can get back to the West Lancashire Province, which gives all that information. And I think there might be a photograph of you, sir, on that.
I think there's a few hundred photographs of me on that, actually, Mike. It's we tend to get about.
Good on you. So we've got a big vote. I think it was over 150,000 people voted.
Yes.
And looking and doing a little bit of research today, I think the actual figure, for those who look at numbers, 177,809 people saw that. And 87% of those were general public.
Yeah.
So you opened up the doors and said, we have a sum of money. How would you like...
And that's exactly what we did, and the votes came in, and in our little area, which I have to say is one of the largest Masonic provinces in the world, but in our little tiny 4,500 square mile province, we came up with 8 charities that we were going to donate to.
How's the money raised?
It all comes out of the pockets of Freemasons and Freemasons' families when they attend social events. Most of the money comes out of the Freemason's pocket. For instance, when I go to one of my what we call lodge meetings, we may have a collection for what we call charity. And that's collected, and at the end of the year, that lodge will decide which charity is going to donate its money to.
So that's the tie back to the Masonic Charitable Foundation.
Correct.
That's found itself in the fortunate position of having a large amount of money to dispense or disperse.
Yeah, but that large amount of money, Mike, actually comes as well as when we pay our what we call our lodge dues, our fees. A certain amount of that money out of our fees goes to London.
Got it. And then it comes back.
And then it comes back
into West Lancashire, where you guys then gather and work out how you're going to spend it. So is this £3 million for 1 year, 10 years, 5 years?
Well, this £3 million being given out for... This is a celebratory year for Freemasons, being it's the 300th anniversary. And the £3 million is being given specifically for this year. But this year we've actually donated some £30 million to charity.
That's a significant sum of money. I'm going to give Kevin a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the 7 or 8 charities in West Lancashire, but also two that are in this part of the world and have benefited from this money. So we'll just pay for a few of our bills, a little bit of music, and back with Kevin. Our studio guest, live with us this afternoon, Kevin Poynton, representing the Masonic Charitable Foundation. We've talked about where the money's come from. We've talked about the structure of London and West Lancashire, and West Lancashire being the largest Masonic province in the world, according to Kevin.
One of them.
One of them, he says, quickly counteracting in case somebody's recording him, and we'll tease him about that somewhere else. Now then, West Lancashire. I got this as, was it eight charities that benefited from the divvy of just over £75,000?
Well, in actual fact, there's seven, because there's we were asked to look after a presentation to one of the charities in Salford, which is East Lancashire.
Okay, so let's go through these. I saw on the list St Helens Carers Centre.
Yeah.
I saw one that I didn't recognise, Wargrave House. What's Wargrave House?
Well, Wargrave House is a charity that's situated on the outskirts of Newton Le Willows. And it's been designed to provide a specialist environment for children and young people with autistic spectrum disorder, known as ASD. For those of your listeners don't know, this is disorder of the brain development part, which impacts on how a person perceives things and how they socialise with others, and why there's a difference in the lives of many, many children. So the Wargrave House charity has its own school.
Okay.
That houses people, and their main aim is to provide a speech and a language therapy with the other staff, and they do a wonderful job.
Okay.
In meeting the needs of children and
let
and
me
young
canter
people.
Through this list.
Yeah.
The survivors of bereavement by suicide, I thought, was an inspired choice to have on the list.
Mm.
Let's go to the local, the Sefton ones. Sefton Children's Trust. What's Sefton Children's Trust doing, and how much have they benefited?
Okay, well, Sefton Children's Trust have benefited to the magnificent sum of £6,000. They were founded in 1984 by three foster mothers whose aim was to provide a three-year programme of events and activities for families who live in the Sefton area and who have young people aged 8 to 11. These young people may be young carers who may require respite, or indeed many of them may have learning difficulties or behavioural problems. And these people may have been excluded by other organisations as well. So the highlight of the programme, the three-year programme, is a week-long residential experience at a place called Manor Adventure in Shropshire, where the people can experience an opportunity to sort of shine and be encouraged to achieve their own personal goals in life whilst they're there.
Yeah, I was looking at the Children's Trust when you kindly alerted me to this before the interview, and I was struck by the referral source.
Mm.
That these are children who have been referred by social workers, educational psychologists, teachers, GPs, health visitors, professionals who recognise that this child might just benefit.
Well, there's the benefits of our wonderful health service, that people can recognise that there are, the professionals can recognise that they can't cope on their own, and they can also so they have somewhere to send these people that can be helped a little bit better than what they can do.
And the second charity in Sefton that's benefited, I believe, is
That's the Sefton Women and Children's Aid.
Okay. What do they do?
Well, they're a dedicated team to help women and young people and children survive the impact of domestic violence, whether they're suffering it now or have done in the past. And and surprisingly, they look after the needs of more than 1,500 families a year.
1,500 families a year?
1,500 families a year.
In Sefton?
Yeah.
Which is a relatively small part of the country,
yeah,
are in need of a specialist service.
Yeah.
and that coping might, with domestic
yeah,
violence.
That might not be that might not just be women or children. It could be men as well. You know.
Yes, it could. It's we mustn't exclude men from the beneficiary
yeah.
that
and yeah domestic violence. You know, people think that it's just knocking people about. It's not. It can be physical, it can be sexual violence, it can be verbal or emotional or even financial abuse.
Yeah, abuse is a broad term, isn't
yeah,
it? A very
it is.
Broad term.
It is. Yeah. So Sefton Women and Children's Aid just help in all those aspects to help and alleviate or just talk them through.
And how much did that charity benefit from this fund?
£6,000.
It's another significant contribution.
It certainly is.
So in Sefton, of this £75,000 that yeah. I can see distributed, there's £12,000 at work in our local community right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kevin, thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing that with us. How do people get in touch with Freemasons?
Well, the best thing to do is, if you know a Freemason, ask. There are loads of us about in Southport, Mike. But there are other methods. We have a good website. If you get onto the website, which is actually all the W's, West Lancashire Freemasons.
So just let's slow that down.
Yeah.
All the W's,
yeah.
West Lancashire Freemasons.
Yeah. And that'll get you onto a website, which is very, very easy to navigate, and it'll talk about us, what we do, and it also has a help button for.
Is that the one with that big picture of the Winter Gardens at Blackpool in the front of it?
Well, it's changing rapidly. We changed the face of that. When I was looking at it last week, it had some Freemasons fully clothed.
Well, there's a thought
in regalia
to go and have a look at that.
Yeah.
Kevin, thank you again for coming in. I hope when you've got some more good news, you'll come back and see us.
Mike, I'd be delighted to. Thank you for having me.
Great. So Kevin is making his way to save his wallet. His wife is in Southport at the moment shopping. And we're going to play out to the top of the hour with Whole World is Watching.
Host 1079. Cool, but addictive. It's all about the music.